How do people feel about getting Big Fitness Energy at Planet Fitness for $15 a month? They feel as thrilled as a kid the first summer they're tall enough to ride the roller coaster. That's right. When you join Planet Fitness right now, you get access to tons of equipment and free fitness training in a clean and spacious club. Don't wait. Join the judgment-free zone today for that all-day energy. Download the free Planet Fitness app and join today for $15 a month.
Hurry. Deal ends September 12th. Join today for $15 a month.
See Home Club for details.
Welcome back to Johnny B. Show, 102.5 The Bone. Wow, I didn't know I grabbed the live version. Kind of threw me off a little bit.
This reminds me of sexual assault.
Why is that? Because it's the 80s?
I want to reach out and grab you against your will. You didn't say yes yet.
I thought you meant because abracadabra. It's like, presto, I'm on
side
top of you.
Oh!
So, I didn't even, what is,
you said beside you, right?
The right beside you.
Yeah, okay, good. Oh, man. Oh, boy.
Just what? You just didn't, and then, like, you didn't want to, it was great.
I don't know.
It was great.
I hovered over the button.
You abracadabbered over the
button. Oh, man.
Yeah, he did. You were like, push yourself.
I hope when they fire you, they have a magician just kind of throw smoke over the top of you, and then you're gone after, all of a sudden, you're not in the office anymore. Abracadabra. Dum-dum.
They got an Omeros for me.
Aww,
that's hilarious.
It is.
She had to be like escorted out.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah. And she's like, I resigned.
It's crazy
against my will.
That most people don't know who the hell she is.
Omarosa?
Yeah.
Most people don't know who she is?
No. Yes.
Yeah, you'd be surprised.
Yeah, absolutely.
Apparently you are surprised.
Put a Twitter poll up right now on the Bones Twitter account.
Hey, do you guys know who Omarosa is?
No. Before we even talk more about it.
Okay.
Let's do a social experiment.
Okay.
Go to the Bones Twitter account. We have access to it.
Yeah, I'm on it right now.
Start a poll.
Yeah.
What is Omarosa, right?
What is?
What is?
Yes.
That sounds
racist.
Right. Mm-hmm. Okay. Argo Omarosa is, and then have the first one.
A human?
Brand new Frappuccino flavor at Starbucks.
Oh my God.
Yep.
This is not going to end well.
I'm telling you. Hidden map in Call of Duty. Right? What's the latest Call of Duty?
World War II.
Yeah, World War II. Hidden map, Call of Duty, World War II. Right?
I don't think this is going to go over well.
And then put
like
the
0%. Between 0 and 2% going to go well.
We'll see. I just want to know how many people actually know who she is. Telling you. You think we're getting in trouble?
Yeah.
Why? I don't know.
It's like you're going to walk across the street when you see someone you don't know.
No, I'm not saying, I'm not putting that kind of
prejudice.
Negative. No.
Discrimination.
No, that's not the angle I'm taking at all.
That's what I'm saying.
I don't think you're saying that at all. We have my main man, John Jacobs, in the studio. Hello, John Jacobs. How are you, friend?
I'm so good. Thank you so much, Johnny, Anna, Ryan. I love you guys. You're the best crew in the whole world.
Oh, wow.
I was actually listening to this the other night when you had the Indian girl I had sex with on.
How did that happen?
My boyfriend is friends with her. Hopefully they didn't bang or something.
But they probably did. She's kind of dirty. Yeah.
That was the best part of that whole show.
Yeah, that was interesting.
It was very funny. We were doing a dating game with Will Koontz for Will Do Wednesday.
Yeah.
And she was one of the randos that we found to play the game.
She wasn't
randos.
A stray dog.
Yeah, just on the side of the road.
Basically is what she is.
She's not a stray dog.
You want to be on the radio?
Yeah.
Come here.
It's kind of like that.
Come here.
She looks like...
You're kitty.
If you ever watch the Food Network, they have probably three Indian celebrity chef ladies that are in a rotation.
Uh-huh.
And I can never tell which one is which.
They don't all look the same.
Taste the same.
They're not Asian.
They do on the Food Network.
Yeah. Okay.
They taste like curry. And she looked like all of them to me. So
sure. Yes.
Yeah.
She does.
So where did you meet her?
Running an open mic comedy show.
Okay.
Always a good place to meet chicks. You want to meet hot women, open mic comedy.
Really?
Oh, yeah. You'd be so shocked. It's like Iceland. It's like a hidden gem you didn't know existed.
Where is this happening?
This was at Yard of Ale,
which
they ended because football was back. And, football is better than comedy. You clown. So they go, we'll have you back after football season. I hit him up after football season. The guy denies me. No, doesn't even respond to me.
There are nights that don't have football games on that you could do comedy.
Right. But those other nights I was also doing open mic comedy.
Ah.
And I'm kind of like a circus leader. I'm like the ringleader, and I just go, "Hey, come on, get see some comedy."
Because you hit comics with chairs and whips.
Yeah, yeah. And you know, we promised deals like burgers for $5, and then they're like, "Yeah, but you didn't say anything about beers." I'm like, "Well, you're here now, so listen to the comedy."
Yeah.
So we try to do what we can.
It's hard to try to cultivate young talent, and everybody's such prima donnas now.
Yes.
Somebody gets 5 minutes of comedy, and they think they need to record a CD already.
I love that.
They're selling T-shirts, and they're like, I'm the greatest.
New comics going, I could probably do 45 to an hour.
Yeah.
It's like, have you ever done a booked show before?
I love that, dude.
It's like, no, but
I used to try to mentor people in a positive way. Now I placate them. Now I try to encourage them to fall flat on their face.
I think you helped me out a good amount. I mean, you
I
in
did.
The back of the room hearing you go,
when you bomb?
Yeah, that's how you know you got to change something up.
Yeah.
That was always
Here's what it sounds like. And I do this. It comes from a place of love.
It does.
Kind of. But if you're at an open mic or, God forbid, a paid comedy show, and you're eating it, eating it real bad, you will hear this in the back of the room.
That makes you feel good.
I've been at the improv on the main stage room, and I'm in the back of the room, and a comic don't know I'm there, and I'm just hanging out, you know, because it's my home club. I love it. And I'll watch a friend of mine just eating it in front of like 300 people, and I can't help it. I love to watch my friends in pain.
It's great.
And I'll cackle in the back of the room, and it's not fake. This is a real reaction. And then you'll see their face looking like in the back of the room, like, where is this fat son of a bitch? And they usually identify me. It happened to Law Smith one time. He was up there having a rough time, and I was like, ah! And he just stops what he's doing. He's like, F you, Johnny B. I know you're here, you son of a bitch.
It's really like a dying baby or something. It's really...
So back to you banging Mel.
Right.
Not me.
What's
no.
Was that
you. Oh,
yeah, that's how we started.
Oh, yeah. Mel, right. So, yeah, open mic. And I think part of it might have been she knew who I was.
Yeah,
which
you're
is
MTV.
Always a leg up.
Yeah, she looks like she watches MTV.
Yeah, no, that's 100% the reason why most of these girls would ever talk to me.
And for the B-holes that don't know what we're talking about, John Jacobs a couple years ago was on the MTV dating reality show called Are You the One?
Yes.
Where they took 20 super hot people in their 20s and took them out to, you guys were in Hawaii, right?
Yeah.
And they put you in this big fat ass mansion.
Beautiful.
And they had this fake computer that you put your hand on the iPad and it was supposed to be able to tell who was the perfect match.
Yes.
So you had to basically, everybody banged everybody in the house, allegedly.
Did you really bang?
I didn't have sex with anybody.
No.
They made it look like
it. They made it look like everybody was just slopping it up.
You know, like there's a girl on top of me with like night vision on.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So like, I wonder,
And he's screaming, I'm having sex!
I can't believe I'm having sex right now.
This is crazy!
This hurts!
This feels amazing!
Pull it out!
Ouch! She's really a guy!
Oh my God, I can't get it out!
Oh, why is this happening?
It was a very special episode.
There it is!
They had a phone number to call.
Oh, please help John Jacobs.
If you have an extra tight vagina.
Oh my God!
And can you say that on here?
Not much more.
Yeah, you're right there, buddy.
I'm family feuding my button right now. Top 10
Lazy,
answers on the board.
Yeah.
Anyway, so she knew you were on this MTV show, which, by the way, all you guys won like a lot of money, 50 grand a piece.
We were supposed to get 50. They gave us 32. Turns out to be like 27 after tax.
My favorite part was girls crying because they didn't match up with you. That was so funny. I'm like, every guy on this show is hotter than John Jacobs.
Oh, yeah.
And you're a very good looking guy.
I don't know.
I mean, now you look.
What do I look like now?
If I had to describe you now.
What am I now?
As a friend, you look like a guy that used to be a model that is now slightly homeless.
That's nice.
You're sleeping on people's couches.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm like in like the trendy part of New York, and you're like, he's either really rich or really poor.
Yeah. It's hard to tell.
Yeah, it's hard to tell. I'm only one, you know,
it's like a
tag away.
Maybe you have a cardboard box sign that says, we'll bang you for food, and some girls may take you up on it.
But that's also a role I'm researching. So
for a job?
Yeah, this long hair is for my Oscar-winning performance.
Yeah, you're either poor or ironic. It's one of the two.
Yes. I like that a lot. Let's talk about your comedy album.
Please.
Number one, very proud of you.
Thank you.
On a serious note, you were over at the house doing the Johnny B. Uncensored podcast with me.
Yeah.
And that's when you dropped it on me. I had no idea that you were even working on it. Now, we have been hanging out for years and years and years. And we both are the type of person that will break into a song just out of nowhere.
Out of nowhere.
Talking about anything.
Yeah.
I could be in the middle of Wawa, and all of a sudden I make a stupid song about a Wawa coffee or something.
I want to eat. do I want to sing with
yes.
you?
Yes. You went right. Did you lift your hand to the dumb button?
Most yes.
of it. I'm going to put roasted peppers and rub them on your boobs. Ah. Right. Yeah. So you actually took this thing.
I figured this is worth something.
And you made something
and
out
I made
of it.
Something. Well, it was kind of like a... I've exhausted every other resource
right.
in my life.
Obviously, stand-up's not your thing.
Nothing's
Although,
working.
You will be featuring tomorrow night at the Bryan Brewery, where
I'm
I'll be headlining.
I'm actually hosting for you.
Who's featuring?
This guy? Is sitting right next to me.
Josh Santos?
This guy has been silently sitting here?
I was getting ready to turn his mic on. He's
that's what it was off this whole time?
Yeah. See, you didn't even try to talk.
Oh, I didn't.
I knew that. I wanted to make you comfortable. I figured if I turned that red light on, you were going to flip out of your chair and run down the hallway. But what's up, Josh Santos? How are you, buddy?
I'm doing great. How you doing?
I am dandy. So you will be featuring.
It's kind of like, it's more like a showcase set.
I see.
He's going to be doing, and so, you're really just going to be running the house.
Well, the whole show is about me.
Yes, this is your show.
I mean, nobody's coming out to see you guys.
No. We're the side dishes. Right. You're the meat on the plate.
Yes.
We're the garnish.
If this show was a barbecue joint,
yes.
You guys are macaroni and cheese and baked beans.
I'm the dirty tongs.
Yeah.
You're the T-bone.
Yeah, I am the full brisket, the fat cap of the brisket, the good part.
Oh, yeah.
Can I be the bacon bits on the macaroni?
Oh, that'd be nice. We can do that. We'll end the show like bits. That. It'll be nice. They'll just throw you all over me. or all over him.
But yeah, speaking of the album, he actually filmed all 8 music videos.
Really?
For me.
Yeah. Okay. I was going to ask. That was actually on my notes as one of the questions because I saw the video for Glory Hole.
Yeah. Oh. It's and my magnum opus, beautiful,
so
greatest
good.
Thing I've ever done in my life, easily.
Now, let's describe, first of all, the album's 40 tracks.
Yes.
And they're all around a minute long.
Yes.
What made you want to do that many tracks that short? Was it to keep variety? Did you have that many ideas?
Honestly, I think it's attention span, and because I'm not a musician, I don't know anything about music, mm-hmm. I didn't want to like push my luck with these jingles in my head, you know what I mean? I'm like, this is like 30 seconds, I don't know how choruses or bridges or nothing works.
You don't.
So I'll just sing what's in my head, and it all came out to around 45 seconds each.
I actually love it, dude. It's
Thank
like,
you.
It's like you're walking around... Sam's Club on a Sunday, and you're getting all these samples, right?
Right, yes.
And then you walk around, you're like, I'm full now. I just ate everything. I just ate 70 different kinds of Hot Pockets.
Exactly. Even if you hate one, it's over by the time you've realized you don't like it.
Exactly right.
Yeah. You're going, how much is left? Oh, it's over.
Can I tell you, I want to tell, like, I figured out an Easter egg. I figured out a secret to your album.
What is it?
And I don't want people not to buy it.
Oh, geez.
But, you know on iTunes...
Uh-huh.
You know how you could sample a track before you buy it?
Oh, yeah.
Well, they let you sample up to a minute of a track.
I know. Most.
That's all you're
saying. Here's the thing. We're actually streaming the whole album for free right now.
On Spotify?
On our website.
On the website?
SummerAtSouthside.com.
Shut up!
You can stream the whole album for free.
Now, how many of the videos have been shot? All of them?
8 videos.
Okay.
And, you know, that's what we're starting with, depending on how some of these work out, if we can get a budget behind
this,
actually. Maybe 4 to 10 more.
And you use local artists and just friends as actors.
Guys, friends. Yeah, it was just a group effort.
The girl on the Glory whole video looked very familiar to
That's
me.
That's my on and off
I know.
Ex-girlfriend of
so
about
hot.
5 years.
Yeah, I love her, dude. Yeah, we've hung out many times.
She's so hot.
She's grown up a little bit. For the videos, like she's looking all kind of like super hot mom.
She's hot. She's a hottie.
Hell yeah,
she's
is.
Super hot.
She used to be a Hooters girl, right?
Yeah, used to be a Hooters girl.
She should still be a Hooters girl.
Like she did for a long time.
Yeah. If I was that hot, I would probably always be a Hooters girl and a stripper and a prostitute.
I mean, but you know, it's like degrading a little bit.
Could you imagine if you were
on you all the time?
I would like that. Could you imagine if you did all those things in one? Like if you were to show up at a gig, like somebody calls for an escort, right?
Right.
They backpage you.
Sure.
And you show up with wings.
Yeah, that's a sweet deal.
It really is. It's a package deal.
Not only do you get to lick me, you get to lick these wings. And it sounds like that as a guy.
Yeah, because sometimes you lick her face, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Can I lick your face? That's what I text them before we have a contract signed.
It's my favorite.
I have contracts at the house.
Do you? To let you lick their face?
Sex agreements with Backpage ladies. Ladies of the night, we call them, for their sake.
Now, I can't believe you actually sent me radio edits of this album.
I know. Can you believe that?
Did you purposely make radio edits?
Yes. We have a whole file of
that
different
is so
mixes.
Smart, dude.
We have acapella. We got karaoke.
I cannot stop singing Glory Hole.
It's so great.
It's so catchy. And you sing it very well, my friend.
Thank you.
Like, I knew you could sing a little bit. Like, yeah. I've heard you sing many times. But you hit, like, a falsetto on that song.
I do.
Dude, I'm telling you, if you were to play that, like, just in the background of, like, anywhere.
It's catchy.
It's very catchy.
You could throw it on a jukebox. People wouldn't even catch it.
They wouldn't even know what was being said. They'd be like, did you just say something about his dad?
You're loyal? What's going on?
And also, Stick Martin,
genius.
I've always admired that guy. I've done a couple of gigs with him. Yeah. You know, when I was first starting out,
right?
We've crossed paths, and well-respected guy in the area. He's a great musician, funny
so
dude.
Good. Yeah.
Yeah,
super talented.
So how did you end up doing that with him?
It was literally my car radio stopped working. I was working as a janitor. Nothing was. I started singing these songs because I didn't have any music in my car.
Right.
So, like, driving around, I just started humming.
So how did Stick Martin get involved?
One song got stuck in my head. I reached out to comics. I said, does anybody know anybody who makes music?
Amazing.
Jake Barsness is like my roommate.
Yes.
And he's like, and I've been telling you about him for years.
Yeah,
like,
he always does.
Like, yeah, and I'm like, you know, just because as a comic, we don't want to talk to anybody we don't know. We're like, all right, I'll talk to this bum.
Yeah.
And then I meet him and I'm like, oh my God,
he's
this
cool.
Guy's a genius.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, because he makes all the instruments himself from scratch. He can play everything. Like,
awesome.
The guy's amazing.